Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Now listen, friend, I tell you, if He's not your Savior, He can be. He wants to be. In fact, He came to be, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost, according to the book of Luke, chapter 19 and verse 10. And folks, listen, I'm going to tell you the truth. The way I see the world, the way I see the Word of God, the way I see prophecy in this blessed old book we call the Bible, If I were you, I'd get saved today. I'm telling you, friend. Well, I've opened my Bible in the book of 2 Peter, chapter 2. As soon as Debbie does this song, one of my favorite, one of her finest, the title of it is Get Ready. I'll be back with the message for you out of the book of 2 Peter again. Glad that you tuned in this day. Trust our time together will be a blessing. Hey, if you're ready, rejoice. But if you're not, friend, you need to do what Debbie's going to sing about, and this is what it is.
Get ready for the trumpet, get ready for the sound. When Jesus calls us, we'll not be around. Now it could be tomorrow, but it could be today. So get ready for the trumpet.
One of these days He's going to do that. He's coming back. He promised that He would before He left. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, virgin born Son of Mary, that sinless one who died for the sinful ones, was buried, and on the third and appointed morning came out from among the dead, is coming again. Get ready. Oh, I'll tell you, you need to get ready. The book of 2 Peter, I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. I'll read quickly down through and include all along about verse 7, maybe verse 8. Peter said, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily or privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many," listen to that, "shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, and it's really for sense, or in light of the fact, God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered into the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example, an ensample unto those that afterwards should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the ungodly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanliness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. I want to talk to you a little while today by the grace of God. I want to talk to you about these days. Those days are these days. Listen to what the Word of God says. And delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, if I remember correctly, He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. He said, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. You know what I believe? I believe these days that we're living in are like those days that Noah and Lot lived in. So those days are these days is the text for this little message today. The text for this little message, friend, that is a warning, that is an exhortation, that is an encouragement for all of you who are not saved to be saved, and all of you that are saved to rejoice, because no doubt, like Paul said to the church of Rome, he said, look, lift up your head and rejoice, for your redemption draweth nigh. And let me speak just a minute to this second epistle that the Apostle Peter wrote. It's much like the second letter that Paul wrote to that young man by the name of Timothy. It's Peter's swan song. And as Paul dealt with, and so did Jude, by the way, with the apostasy, that one of a kind, special, unlike any other apostasy that mankind in this world has ever known, even an apostasy like the angels participated in when they left their first estate, as Peter makes mention of it here. It's that one of a kind that Paul said in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 would precede the second coming of Christ, precede, if you will, the manifestation of that man of sin. Oh, friend, this second epistle that Peter pens under the inspiration of the Spirit of God is about apostasy, last day apostasy, and the apostate that would fill it. I want you to know something. Peter warns. He warns, friend. He warns of apostasy, and especially in those in the ministry, whereas Paul dealt with in many ways in 2 Peter, especially, or 2 Timothy, especially in chapter 3. Paul deals with it manifesting itself, the apostasy in the laity, if you will, and I don't particularly like that name, in the people that were being ministered to, but those that have been called in the ministry. Peter here warns of the apostasy that will manifest itself in the teachers of the last days, as the apostasy manifested itself in the prophets in the days of old. Oh, listen, both of these men, though Peter and Paul, you know what? As a way to fight, as a means to prepare, bless God, against the storm of apostasy, that on that day, on their day, look, maybe the size of a man's hand, like Elijah, Elijah's servant said, I see the cloud, the size of a man's hand. Maybe that's all it was in the days of Peter and Paul as they wrote, but now, oh, listen, friend, you know it. If you have any spiritual acumen about you at all, any spiritual understanding, if you're biblically literate to any kind of deep degree, oh, you'll know how that cloud has turned in to a torrent. It's turned in to a storm of apostasy. Bless God in this days. In other words, those days are these days, if you will. Now look, I want you to know that God said, through these two great men, the way to stand against this, the way, if you will, to be able to overcome this, the way that you can even prosper doing this is to stick with the Word of God. Oh, I wish I had time and listen, ability to back up and look and see what Peter had to say. But I'll tell you what, friend, listen. He threw us back to grace and peace being multiplied through knowledge. He even tells us in the last couple of verses of chapter 1 that there is something that stands the test of time and that an eyewitness will not, and that's the Word of God, that written Word of God, that infallible, divine, eternal, pure, perfect, inerrant, inspired and preserved Word of God. And that's what we need. Oh, look, no wonder Peter ended his writing with verse 18, which says, but grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Do you know that's both a warning and an exhortation. But if I'm ever going to get into this message, I best start now. Listen, I don't know how far I'll get with this. There's already so much that I've passed over. And I know I don't have much time, but I'll tell you what, friend, depending upon the Spirit of God and what the Lord will let me do, if I don't get this preached this week, I'll pick it back up tomorrow. I mean next week. How about that? Have the good Lord willing. And I want you to notice first of all, verse 1, Peter said, but there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who shall privily bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. I want you to know, friend, listen, that those days are these days. I want you to know these are the days of false teachers. Without a doubt, friend, listen, our airways are filled with false teachers, do you hear? I mean to tell you, they have no shame. Peter's going to tell us that they make merchandise of people. And we see that time and time again. You know what Peter says they are? He said, listen, they're apostates. And he said, now listen, they're false teachers. Now listen why they're false. They know what the truth is. You know what makes an apostate? An apostate is somebody isn't ignorant of the truth. They know the truth. But you know what they do? They deny the truth. They choose to deny the truth and to accept and to embrace what they know not to be true. That's what an apostate is. Read the definition in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. Apostates know the truth, but they choose to deny it. They choose to embrace what they know is not true. What they do, friend, isn't accidental. I mean to tell you, it's intentional. And you say, why, preacher? Well, I'll tell you just in a little bit. Just in a few moments of time, actually. Hey, they're good at tickling ears. They're good at giving people what they want so they can get in return what they want. The Bible tells us in this passage that they're covetous. My. Listen, friend, I'll tell you what you ought to rejoice in. If you go to a church where God has given you a man, that'll throw open that blessed old book and begin to preach anything and everything. I'm the whole counsel of God. Paul called it in the book of Acts chapter 20. Anything from Genesis to the Revelation. When he begins to preach, he declares thus, saith the Lord. When you know without a doubt he had been ascending Mount Sinai to hear from God and then descend back into the valley to where he can deliver the message to the people of God. If you've got that kind of pastor, that kind of man of God in your pulpit, in your church, you need to thank God for him. You need to tell him you appreciate him. You need to pray for him, back him, support him in every way that you can. I'll tell you what, friend, listen. If you've got that kind of man who is honest and true and pure to the Word of God and gives you what you need instead of what you want, unless you what you want is what you need, hey, you best thank God for him. There's a lot of false teachers in our world today. And you know what they do? They deny the Lord. That amazes me. I mean to tell you, they deny. Now listen. Listen, friend, they're not brazen. They're not ignorant. They're subtle. I mean to tell you, they're subtle. We'll find that they use feign words or plastic words or words that can be molded to say about anything that that they want. But I'll tell you what, friend. I'll tell you what. We need men of God that will declare the Word of God. Now, these men deny the Lord. And you say, what does that mean, preacher? Well, I'll tell you the best way I can understand it. Listen, they'd never tell you that Jesus didn't die for you. They'd never say that his work on Calvary was good, but you need to add more to it. Well, some of them do, actually. Don't they, preacher, now that I'm thinking about it? They certainly do. They're saying, in essence, when they say, after you trust Christ as your Savior, you've got to be baptized. You've got to do this. You've got to do that. They're saying that the work of Christ wasn't sufficient. It was lacking. But oh, can I tell you what? Listen, Jesus did it all for me. Bless God, each drop of blood he shed at Calvary. Hey, I want you to know it paid for my sin debt. My sin debt to the full. But let me tell you what I believe this means too. Do you know what? They won't come out and say, I'm denying Jesus. But here's what they'll do. They won't let the power of the gospel have its effect upon them. The Bible said in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, 5, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. Bless God, listen. On one hand, they'll try to make claim to Jesus. And on the other hand, they'll live like the world. They've not separated themselves. Hey, listen, friend. They do not account themselves holy. Hey, they still mix in the things of the world, and the Word of God tells us plainly, clearly, repetitively, come out from among them. Be a separate people, saith the Lord, and I will receive you. I'm not going to get this preached today, folks. I'm not going to get it preached. We'll just have to finish it the next time, the good Lord willing. But I'll tell you what, they'll deny the power of the gospel. They want to look like a Christian. They want to talk like a Christian. They want people to think that they are Christians. I mean to tell you, they want people to recognize them as Christian. But you know what they deny? They deny the Word of God and to have the power over them, and to change them, to transform them. Listen, bless God, to make them more like Christ. And you know what God's ultimate purpose is for the child of God? It's that we are to be made conformable unto His death. That we are be conformed to His likeness. Those are verses out of Romans 8 and Philippians 3. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, friend. Bless God, the gospel is intended to change us from the inside out. It is the power of God that can transform us, that can make us new creatures, that'll deliver us from the power of sin, the power of Satan, the power of this world, the power of the flesh and to make us new subjects or fit subjects for the kingdom of God. New creatures, if you will, by the hand of God. I'm telling you, friend, listen to what people say. And a lot of times, these false teachers, it's not what they do say that gets them. I mean to tell you, you got to listen to them. You know what? They're eloquent. They're better orators than I am. Everybody's a better orator than I am. But I'll tell you what. Bless God, I'd rather be known for what I do say than what I don't say. And a lot of them won't say what they need to say, what the Word of God says. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. We're living in those days. Those days of Noah, those days of Lot are these days that you and I are living in. And they're marked by the days of false teachers, according to 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1. But that's not all. You know what? You know what else these days are marked by? They're marked by days of deceived followers. Look at this. Look at this. And I'm going to tell you, even before I read this passage, you can follow whoever you choose. You're making choices. I'm making choices. You chose to tune into this old dinosaur-type preacher. And here's what I want you to do. Don't just believe T.K. Price. Be like the Bereans. You search the Scripture daily. You let me know, bless God, if I miss the mark on a truth. Hey, I may fail. I may get it wrong out of ignorance, but I won't do it to deceive you. That's the difference, bless God, in a false teacher and a true teacher. A true teacher may get something wrong out of ignorance because he failed to rightly divide the Word of God or understand contextually what was being said. But I'll tell you what, he'll get it right. That false teacher, he does it intentionally. He knows better. He isn't ignorant. He just chooses how to say what he does. But these are days, friend, of deceived followers. You know, in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, the Bible tells us something amazing, and I'm going to turn over there. I think I could quote it, but I'm going to read it. 2 Timothy 3:13 says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Hey, we're in those days. People are deceived followers. Notice now. Notice people. Peter said many. Thank God not all. How wonderful that is. Hey, listen, I want you to know in this day of knowledge, in this day when knowledge shall increase, when it, listen, friend, when it's available, the click of a mouse or a touch of a screen, there's no excuse for people to be ignorant. Do you hear me? The only thing I can figure, they choose to be deceived. And you say, why? Well, some of them lack knowledge. I know that. I know that's part of it. But you know what? There's a lot of people that want to be deceived because they're hearing something that's easier, something that's easier to follow. Most choose to be deceived. You know that? Hey, listen, friend, because of what they feel when they hear what they hear versus of what they know. Let me illustrate this and go off the air today. My time is almost up. I'll never forget one time when I was a younger pastor, a much younger pastor, and I had a couple of ladies in our church that had a couple of husbands that, well, they played in beer joints and clubs and that kind of stuff. And they wanted to know if they could go support their husbands. Now listen, they knew before they come to me what the answer was. They knew. I told them, I said, look, I'm not going to tell you. I don't have to tell you. You already know the answer. You wouldn't have come to me. And you know what they did? Not all of them, but a couple of them. You know what they did? They looked around for a pastor. They looked around for a preacher that would say, yeah, honey, you go and support him. Hey, listen, friend, I'll tell you, we're living in a day when people want to hear something that makes them feel good. Hey, they're not worried about being holy. They're not worried about being accepted by God. I'm here to tell you, friend, listen, these days are those days that we read about in the Word of God. Those days of Noah days. Those days of Lot days. Those days of false teachers. Those days of deceived followers. And nobody has to be deceived. I'm going to tell you, sir, ma'am, It's the truth that'll set you free. I mean to tell you, it's the truth. The unadulterated, unadorned, plain, clearly spoken, clearly understood, plainly understood, surely understood truth that'll set you free. Now you can be deceived and you end up in a crisis eternity. I'm telling you, the devil is the great deceiver. He's the arch enemy of the soul. And you can turn from him today. Jesus came to deliver, to seek, and to save. He's a Savior. And the word Savior means to deliver. Hey, won't you turn to him today? Why don't you turn? If you're going to a church, a pastor doesn't know that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. If he doesn't preach that he's both God and man. If he doesn't preach that it's only by grace through faith that you're saved. If he doesn't preach that Jesus' sacrifice was complete and nothing needs to be added to it. Hey, I'd find me a Bible-believing church and a godly man that proclaim, thus saith the Lord. Father, thank you for the word. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this hour. And thank you for the promise that you said you're coming back again. You've given us the ability to stand and withstand in the last days. And help us to do that this day. Thank you for your word. Now bless it in a little while as we continue. In Jesus' name. Thanks for tuning in, folks.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1, 0004 Charleston, West Virginia 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004 Charleston, West Virginia 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ears. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.
Share.